Well, hello and welcome to Faith Walk Radio, folks. We are here again. My name is Susan F. Rosario, and I am here every week sharing the good news of Jesus Christ. And today the good news is we have the power of the Holy Ghost. Yes, we, you and I, have the power to destroy any weapon that the devil uses against us. Yes, that's right. You and I, folks, have the ability through the power of the Holy Ghost to destroy all negative thoughts, destroy sadness, grief, sorrow, destroy concern, destroy all that seems to take over your life in an ungodly way. You, yes, you have the weapon to destroy and protect your spirituality at all times. Boy, do I have a show for you today. Today's message focuses on learning how to use your spiritual weapon correctly, learning that the Lord gives us a weapon through His Son, Jesus Christ, called the Holy Ghost, aka the Holy Spirit, to protect our mind, protect our heart, and our soul, to protect our entire life from living in a carnal state of mind. Yes, using your spiritual weapon, folks, which is the Holy Ghost, to guide you through your life, helping you stay on track, helping you fight off those daily spiritual warfare attacks ordained by yours truly, the devil, also aka the adversary. You got it? So listen up, folks. I do have a word for you today. The scripture of the day comes from the book of 2 Corinthians, chapter 3, verses 3 and 4. The title of the message today is The Spiritual Warfare Weapon. And the question of the day is this. Are you guarding your heart and your mind through Christ Jesus, using your spiritual weapon, which is the Word of God, to save you from a carnal state of mind? Are you doing that today, folks? Again, the title of the message today is The Spiritual Warfare Weapon. And as I just mentioned, the question of the day is, are you guarding your heart and your mind through Christ Jesus, using your spiritual weapon, which is the Word of God, to save you from a carnal state of mind? Good stuff today, folks. So moving on, the first thought of the day is this. Spiritual warfare is expected and is part of your everyday walk with the Lord, so expect it and get used to it, because there will always be some challenge that will irritate you to no end. But at the same time, don't allow your hardships to control you, and don't allow what might happen or what is happening to control your peaceful journey with the Lord today. Because although spiritual warfare is real, it is a part of life. So all we have to do is learn how to overcome it in spite of whatever is causing you to stress and worry. So folks, moving on, the best thing to do when you are in a spiritual battle is to know where the enemy resides. Yes, it's smart to know what, who, when, and why. Yes, the what, who, when, and why is important to remember, because it will keep you in a spiritual state of mind, helping you stay focused on those hopes and dreams I often talk about on this show. And before I give you my breakdown of the what, who, when, and why, let me say this first. What I mean by spiritual warfare, folks, or a spiritual battle, is to understand that the spiritual battles you will experience are caused by people, places, and situations that have become the basis, or let me say, the root of a stronghold. And I want to repeat that. Spiritual warfare, or a spiritual battle, is to understand that the spiritual battles we experience are caused by people, places, and situations that become the basis or the root of a stronghold. And my description of a stronghold is when you have no control over it and cannot seem to stop doing it or allowing it to control your life. You got it? You see, folks, a stronghold is a faulty thinking pattern based on lies and deception. Deception is one of the primary weapons of the devil, because he causes you to think in ways which block your God's best and living in all things God. You got it? So strongholds are those people, places, and situations that lock or grip your mind, ultimately your life at a standstill, causing you to react negatively as a result can keep you angry at someone, unwilling to forgive them, and anything that tries to separate you from maintaining that sound mind the Bible speaks of, all those things and situations that keep you at war in your flesh as opposed to being at peace with God and with yourself and others will do you harm and not any good. You got it? Now, before I move on and into the main message and scripture of the day, again, you are listening to Faith Walk Radio. I am your host, Susan F. Rosario. I am here every week sharing the good news of Jesus Christ. And as a reminder, the title of the message today is The Spiritual Warfare Weapon. And the scripture of the day comes from the book of 2 Corinthians, chapter 10, verses 3 and 4. Before I dig into the message here, I want to read a scripture really quick that connects my thoughts in reference to thinking and reacting in your flesh, meaning acting outside of all things God. And it is Ephesians chapter 6, verse 12, and it states, "For we do not wrestle against flesh and blood, but against principalities, against powers, against the rulers of the darkness of this age, against spiritual hosts of the wickedness in the heavenly places." Again, it states, "For we do not wrestle against flesh and blood, but against principalities, against powers, against rulers of the darkness of this age, against spiritual hosts of the wickedness in the heavenly places." So moving on, folks, before I move further into this message here, let me take you back to what I was talking about when I mentioned what, who, when, and why. So as promised, the what, who, when, and why is the roadmap to greater success with God. You got it? Greater love, greater peace, greater joy, and here it is. You ready? So the what, who, when, and why you can use to help when you are confronted with a stronghold. And remember, my description of a stronghold is something or someone that has a stronghold over you and you have no control over it and can't seem to stop doing it or allowing it to control your life. You got it? So here's a few things to remember when you are faced with a spiritual warfare situation. So the what can be using wisdom to know how to react. You got it? So the what can be using wisdom to know how to react. Now, the who stands for who the devil is using to attack you. So be aware and distance yourself from those individuals and situations that the devil will use to trigger a reaction from you. You got it? Also, the when stands for know when to act and when to hold your peace. You got it? Very important. Which brings me to the last one, which is the why is the famous question we all ask God, why is this happening? So here it is, folks. The why is simple because evil exists. Spiritual warfare exists. Spiritual warfare is real. Things, situations, and people that try to tear you down emotionally and spiritually and mentally is real. So again, the what, who, when, and why is very important to remember. You got it? So the devil will try to use you to hurt other people. Remember, he already has the world, so it leaves all those that follow Christ a target. So he continues to bait you with drama and trauma, hoping to destroy your hope. So he continues on seeking, looking for anyone and everything he can to devour, demolish your hope, your love, your faith, all things of God. You follow me? So don't take it personal, folks. It is what it is. Don't take hard times or betrayal as a personal attack from someone you feel don't like you or is jealous of you. As I always say, it is what it is. Personal attacks will continue. Spiritual warfare is real. So as I continue on with the message today, I want to leave you with good thoughts of a promised life, no matter what displeasing things are taking place in your life. I want to share with you today that you have the power to remain spiritual in all aspects of your life. Yes, you heard me right. You have the power to remain spiritual in all aspects of your life by attacking back in love. Make sense? By attacking back in love, peace, and harmony with those who don't wish you well. And once you learn how to live in this place in your life, unshakable, unbothered, the Lord will take care of all those who are allowing their carnal state of mind to lead them down a path where it makes other folks uncomfortable, other folks miserable. God will take care of it, trust me. So moving on, the message in the main scripture of the day, again, the title of the message today is The Spiritual Warfare Weapon. And my question to you today is, are you guarding your heart and your mind through Christ Jesus, using your spiritual weapon, the Word of God, to save you from a carnal state of mind? So scripture of the day I want to introduce right now, that is 2 Corinthians chapter 10, verses 3 and 4, and it reads, "For though we walk in the flesh, we do not war according to the flesh, for the weapons of our warfare are not carnal, but mighty in God for pulling down strongholds." It's always a wow when I read the Word of God. So wow, folks, and I got to read it again. That's 2 Corinthians chapter 10, verses 3 and 4, and it states, "For though we walk in the flesh, we do not war according to the flesh, for the weapons of our warfare are not carnal, but mighty in God for pulling down strongholds." So again, folks, I ask, are you guarding your heart and your mind through Christ Jesus, using your spiritual weapon, the Word of God, to save you from a carnal state of mind? I hope you are learning from this message today, and I hope you walk away with a clear mental note that life can be unbearable sometimes, and the devil, the adversary, will use anyone and anything to make your life miserable, but no stronghold can overtake those that live joined in all things God. So yes, spiritual warfare is real, and it exists in our life today. However, it is a part of life in respect to experiencing those frequent highs and lows, which are those negative attacks that cause you to react or act in a manner that is ungodly. You follow me today? So yes, spiritual warfare is real, and don't take it personal when someone does something to offend you in some way. Just make sure that the devil, the adversary, is not using you. Don't worry about who's doing what and who said what to you and about you, because the Lord will take care of that. You just make sure that the devil is not using you to make life difficult for someone else based on jealousy, resenting them for being all that they aspire to be in all things God. You got it? Now, another point I want to make here, folks, in reference to making sure the devil is not using you to make someone else's life uncomfortable, is when you feel insecure about someone or something, or a situation that leads you to have fear of someone being better than you, someone getting more attention than you, someone being more special. So you think, even maybe feeling left out triggers negative emotions that you might find yourself in a frequent carnal state of mind that does no good for you. You got it? Again, 2 Corinthians 10, 3, 4 says it best. I will read it again. "For though we walk in the flesh, we do not war according to the flesh, for the weapons of our warfare are not carnal, but mighty in God for pulling down strongholds." Again, "For though we walk in the flesh, we do not war in the flesh, for the weapons of our warfare are not carnal, but mighty in God for pulling down strongholds." So folks, although we might walk in the flesh, meaning getting up, minding our own business, doing our own thing every day, we are of the flesh. But when you begin to step into the spiritual realm of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ, things change. So getting up, minding your own business, doing your own thing, we are in the flesh. We were born in the flesh, but the Word of God helps us overcome the flesh. So when someone does something to you, or your situation may be causing you to react in the flesh, which is outside of what would Jesus do, you don't have to war in the flesh. You don't have to respond to that situation or others in the flesh in a carnal state of mind. You got it? Because when you react to others or those pressing situations in the flesh, in a carnal state of mind, you are not using your spiritual warfare weapon, which is to maintain mighty in God to pull down strongholds. So again, 2 Corinthians reads, "For though we walk in the flesh, we do not war according to the flesh, for the weapons of our warfare are not carnal, but mighty in God for pulling down strongholds." We are mighty in God, folks, for pulling down strongholds. We are mighty in God. And when you allow your mind to take you on a journey of experiencing a frequent carnal state of mind, I can tell you, folks, you are only slowing down your blessings. You are only showing God, the one who rewards you for your good behavior, that you are still not ready for the big leagues. You are still consistently walking outside of His will for your life. You got it? Powerful stuff today, folks. I hope you're getting it. I do have to take a break here shortly, but first, I want to remind you that God loves us all the same. There are no favorites with God. So we as Christ followers must pattern our life after what would Jesus do and say. Be able to love everyone as well. Rid yourself of those negative thoughts that has a stronghold vice grip around your mind and your heart, leading you to a place that causes your flesh to live in a carnal state of jealousy, a carnal state of resentment, a carnal state of unforgiving, a carnal state of controlling, sneaky, cheating, lying, everything else that falls under deception. So folks, don't be phony and don't be fake when it comes to fighting the good fight in life. Allow the God kind of change to rule in your life that will overtake all the strongholds that may be holding you back from living a good and prosperous life today. As I stated, I do have to take a quick sponsor break from our God-given sponsor, GFDM, Web Design and Marketing, the best web development and multimedia design firm around. And here's a little bit more information on GFDM Web Design and Marketing, and I will be right back.
You're listening to Faith Walk Radio with your host, Susan F. Rosario.
Are you ready to grow your business on the internet? Begin today by hiring GFDM Web Design and Marketing to build you a professional and competitive website. GFDM prides itself on branding and marketing your products and services with an outstanding website that will better communicate you and your business. GFDM Web Design and Marketing is one of the industry's best and creative web design and marketing firms that is known for helping businesses grow on multiple levels. GFDM Web Design and Marketing Firm is affordable, creative, and can help any business compete in today's market. Call today for a special discount price or visit the website at gfdmwebdesign.com, gfdmwebdesign.com, and you'll also enter to win a free website for your company. Begin building a household name for you and your business on the internet today with GFDM Web Design and Marketing. Call 844-WEB-POWER. That's 844-WEB-POWER.
Hello, this is Susan F. Rosario, and I want to take this opportunity to invite you all to join me online for 30 days for a Faith Walk Daily Devotional every day for 30 days beginning April 6th. All you have to do is log on to faithwalkradio.com and join the movement. The next step is to take a few minutes every day and begin setting your hopes and dreams in motion. Again, I want to invite you to sign up at faithwalkradio.com. That's faithwalkradio.com and join the Faith Walk Daily Devotional Movement online again beginning April 6th for 30 days and see just how putting your faith to work will produce positive results. Remember, faith is an action, not an emotion. So act now and join the movement. Go to faithwalkradio.com. That's faithwalkradio.com and sign up to be a part of the Faith Walk Daily Devotional. Again, sign up today at faithwalkradio.com.
Now back to Faith Walk Radio with your host, Susan F. Rosario.
Well, hello, I am back on the other side of the break. You are listening to Faith Walk Radio. My name is Susan F. Rosario, and I am the host of Faith Walk Radio here every week, sharing the good news of Jesus Christ. The title of the message today, folks, is The Spiritual Warfare Weapon. And the question of the day is, are you guarding your heart and mind through Christ Jesus, using your spiritual weapon, the Word of God, to save you from a carnal state of mine? Scripture of the day comes from the book of 2 Corinthians, chapter 13, verses 3 and 4, and again it states, "For though we walk in the flesh, we do not war according to the flesh, for the weapons of our warfare are not carnal, but mighty in God for pulling down strongholds." So before I close my show today, I want to leave you with a few things to think about and meditate on this week. And here it is. Warfare means conflict, combat, war, struggle, or feud. And spiritual means mystical, or better said, unworldly. So if you are in a conflict, combat, war, a struggle, a feud with people, places, or situations, then remember what I said earlier. Remember the what, who, when, and why. And it is the what can be using wisdom to know how to react. The who stands for who the devil is using to attack you. Be aware and distance yourself from people, places, and situations that keep you in a carnal state of mind. Also, the when stands for know when to act and when to hold your peace, folks. And the why is simply because evil exists, the devil exists, the adversary is alive and well. Remember what Ephesians 6:12 says? For we do not wrestle against flesh and blood, but against principalities, against powers, against the rulers of the darkness of this age, against spiritual hosts of the wickedness in the heavenly places. So folks, I have had a great time sharing the Word of God with you today. My final thought of the day is this. It's crucial to attack back with the spiritual warfare weapon. Attacking back in love, peace, harmony with those who don't wish you well, that set out to make you look bad and feel bad, that are allowing the devil to control their thoughts in those moments. So I say to you today, attack back with holding your peace. Attack back with forgiving others. Attack back with showing people, places, or situations that you are using the power of the Holy Ghost to protect your heart, your mind, and your soul from living in a carnal state of mind, to enjoying the best things in life that comes from all things God. As always, here is a song I recorded to help you along your faith walk journey with Christ. The title of the message is, No Matter What Happens Today. Enjoy, and I will be right back.
I will bless you, Lord, this morning. I will lift my eyes to you. Although I'm hurting, yes, I'm hurting, still I'm thankful anyway. No matter what happens today, I will live my life for you. This day I will thank you for your grace. Although the fight seems everlasting, I'm casting it on you. No matter what happens today, I can face all of my fears and worries. You have set me free from me. It's the peace I find in you, oh Lord, the strength that carries me through. No matter today, as I stand before you this day, finding only your love and grace, this world has no more power over me. I've found my peace.
I want to to thank everyone for tuning in today. You are listening to Faith Walk Radio. I'm your host, Susan F. Rosario. This will conclude today's show. Remember, God is love, hope, joy, peace, forgiveness, all-knowing. And if that wasn't enough, He left you with the gift of the Holy Spirit to help you see Him through the eyes of your faith. Until next time, folks, in Godspeed.
You are listening to Faith Walk Radio with your host, Susan F. Rosario.